Hello, friend, and welcome to episode 20 of the Den of Heads podcast. I'm Pasha.
And I'm Dariush.
And so we decided this will be a little different. We asked our listeners to send us some questions via Instagram, obviously blue.
Yep.
Obviously underscore blue. And the denimheads at gmail.com. We asked you guys to send us some questions for episode 20 as we close out the season. And we also decided to add a little twist. We're going to answer your questions.
Yep.
As you may know, Darish and I are both big fans of Hot Ones on YouTube. And something that we always wanted to do was sort of have this Hot Wings challenge. So, and yes, we are going for the bomb. Yes.
Really?
Absolutely. We're definitely doing this. So we decided to answer your questions while eating spicy sauces on chicken nuggets. Now, of chicken course, nuggets. Dariush does not have hot wings and all that stuff out in Switzerland. It was a little bit more difficult. So we decided, why not get McDonald's chicken nuggets? Why not?
A refined food establishment.
Absolutely. Yes. So I am going to grab my wings.
Pasha is prepared too.
And
he's ready. He's ready.
He ready.
Okay. Good. So we have the same sauces. That's a good start.
It is. And we are going to have a little bit of... Oh, you can't even see the nuggets. There you go.
Okay. I can see them.
So we decided, why not have some fun with this, answer some of your questions while having some wings and some nuggets, I should say.
Exactly. Full disclosure, though. The bomb, we've both tried it a couple months ago. You sent it to me and it was painful. It was very painful. I had only really a tiny bit of it and it was tough. So yeah, I don't know what's going to happen when we get to that point, but okay. We'll see.
We'll see. Whatever. This is either going to be a good episode, decent episode, or it's going to be a disaster. Right now,
exactly.
It's looking like it's going to be a disaster for us, but that's okay. Frankly, we're going to see what we can do.
Yes.
So let's get this party started.
Yes.
What's our first question?
Okay. It's not a question per se, but still. Mr. Eric Parry, first of all, thank you very much for, you know, joining in on and sending something. He said that he really likes the short episodes. He says short episodes are the way to go. Not everything needs to be a Joe Rogan clone, which I think for us was something we decided pretty early on, right? That we didn't want to chat for an hour because we can't. Honestly, I don't think we can chat an hour about denim for now. We're still beginners. And we agreed very early on also that it was a good format, you know, 20, 25 minutes. I think that's our sweet spot.
Absolutely. I thought it was just kind of, I think we likened it to like a little espresso shot, just a little something. We try to keep this on Sundays. This is when we are both available and we're in different time zones, as some of you probably can figure out. He in Switzerland, myself in New York, 6 hours. We thought it would be a good idea and just kind of keep it nice and short. Something a little better for you guys.
Okay. First actual question, and then we'll have a first bite, right?
I got my wing. I got my nugget ready. Okay.
Should we go?
Do you have sauce on your nuke? Are you
cheating? Yeah. There is sauce there. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Okay. What's the first?
Okay. There you go. Mr. Robert Selvage. You remember him?
Yes, of
Denim
course.
Head of the week.
Absolutely.
He's got his own YouTube channel now. I forgot the name, but you can find him. Basically, if you go through IG, you'll find
him. Is that right?
Yeah, Mr. Robert.
Good stuff. All right.
Yes. He goes fishing. He's a man of the woods. So
okay.
Good stuff. Yes.
Awesome.
So he says, can you let Pasha know? I'd love to meet up all together sometimes in NYC. I've never been there before. He's just over in Massachusetts, right? He would really appreciate a denim guide in the big city when we're all vaccinated, obviously. So are you up, you know, for, you know, to organize a denim tour sometimes?
Absolutely.
Let's
Absolutely.
Have the nugget first.
Okay. Let's have the nugget. Cheers.
It's okay.
It's good.
It's a light
start. Kick.
Yeah.
Perfect way to start. It's a classic.
Perfect way.
Definitely. I think we would definitely go to in Brooklyn. We got of course it was a Boisu workshop. We have the Three Threads.
Yes.
Definitely some places that we've talked about in Manhattan. There's the Naked and Famous store on Grand Street. There's of course 316 where I was at last week. Blue and Green on Mercer. Yep. You got 3x1, you got Rag and Bone, you got APC. I don't believe the Jean Shop is on West Broadway anymore, but okay. Double RL certainly.
Double RL,
so there's
yes.
definitely some shops. Williamsburg has also a Double RL shop.
Okay.
So definitely, yeah. And then there's Denim Hangs. As we talked about, there's NY Denim Hangs or something.
Yes.
They'll organize some stuff. So definitely would be a nice opportunity. I would consider New York, Los Angeles.
Yes.
Of course, Okayama.
Of course.
One of the major places to go.
Yes,
the crossroads of denim.
Yes, definitely.
But absolutely. Absolutely.
I think it's a good idea. A New York tour. Maybe you're busy for now, but at some point, maybe we can organize this. It would be
an
ideal
hopefully
situation.
You can come over too.
Of course.
I mean, Switzerland has some nice places to visit.
Yes.
For obvious reasons, but the Jean Shop, we have Winter Tour. We have two shops, maybe three.
Yes.
What's the other one? DC
Style. We have JL Clothing, and of course, the God Swiss Jeans Freak is
the
in
Jeans
Zurich.
Museum. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. So. There are places to go. Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Even perfect. In Massachusetts, out in Boston, there's the Bodega Shop.
Okay.
Sneaker/denim. They have some really cool things.
Okay.
As well.
Perfect.
One down. Let's
One
clear
down.
Up some space.
One down. Okay. Next, Heartbeat Hot Sauce. Pineapple Jalapeno. Okay. Okay. I see you. Wow. Okay. That was enough.
Very good. What's question number two, sir?
Question number two. Sorry. I'm just... okay.
We'll
Worn Out Global.
It.
Yes. I will. Worn Out Global on IG. That's Kevin from the Sons of Selvage podcast.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Our friend Kevin.
Awesome.
What have you learned from podcasting experience so far, from your podcasting experience so far, denim or non-denim related? Should we go first?
You got to be prepared. Yes. Cheers. Round
Cheers.
Two.
Round two.
I'm getting more and more scared.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Trying not. Now, you haven't had this
chew.
One, right?
No.
You haven't had this one yet. I'm going to try to do this without water, but that's
sure.
That's suicide. For me personally, I would say, you know, it is a lot more work than you think. For one thing, podcasting, there's a lot of things that can go awry very quickly. This
yes.
is, truth be told, the third time we're recording this just today after doing 20 episodes.
Yes.
Still mess up some stuff.
Very much.
Some of my setup. Indigo Fair blanket and the Boro/... Fukushimi.
Okay.
What kind of denim head am I?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. We're, you know, Jon Snow.
Got it from Street Threads. The place I went, I got the wrapping, the denim wrapping thingamajig.
Okay.
Haven't put it up on a wall, so I used it as curtains for sound.
That's your studio.
Yeah. So there's that, and that fell apart a couple times. From denim, it is a lot more welcoming, the community. There's a lot of love, very few haters, very few trolls so far. None. We'll see after this.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see after this. But for now,
I would definitely say it's been fun. It's one of the things I look forward to, for sure. And it's nice. It seems like the general feedback that we get from people is that there's a lot of people out there who want to talk denim, but they don't know who to talk to. And so they come to us.
Exactly.
And so that's what they've found, is that they've been finding it's been really nice to be able to chat denim with other people.
Most denim heads, I think, are lone wolves, you know? It's like they love denim, but around them, friends or family, they don't really know about it. And they discovered denim maybe during the pandemic or maybe way before, but it's something that's kind of special. It's kind of niche. So it doesn't really happen often that all your friends, your group of friends, love denim with you. So what I learned is that there are, you know, a lot of people who are eager to share that passion and talk about it. That's the thing that you said also. It's just a matter of, you know, finding the right people and sharing this hobby.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And okay, non-denim related, I'll just say something. I'll because you said it, and I think podcasting is a lot more work, but it's also a lot more fun. Like it's really funnier and more entertaining than you would think when you're actually the one recording and editing and everything. So it's a lot of work, but it's very rewarding. Okay.
I could smell that.
Yeah.
So I'm just getting it ready to go.
You're getting ready? Do you have a question on the email?
Sure. I'm going to go over. So I'll go to my guy, Luke, here in California. He was asking if I had ever heard of Left Field Denim here in New York City.
Right.
Okay. He was a fan of the brand. He's gotten some stuff from them. And so the answer, quite briefly, is no, I had not heard of Left Field Denim.
Okay.
Even though they're in my backyard. And that's the thing with New York City. There's actually so much.
Yeah.
As a new denim head here, there's so much that it's impossible to almost, in especially during the quarantine and COVID era, it's really difficult to find things. So no, I hadn't heard of it, but they had. Are we answering? Yes, that's right.
Yeah, you are answering, actually. Cheers.
Okay, cheers.
I'm trying not to chew into the mic, so I'm just going to.
Had you ever heard of Left Field Denim?
Never.
Okay. Never. What do you think of the sauce?
It's tasty.
It is tasty.
Is it?
It is. It's not that hot. It's like a 5 out of 10, as it says. It has a little mustard or whatever in there.
The one before that was way hotter.
You thought?
Right. No?
They're both 5 out of 10.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
What is this?
Oh, I see now. It's a late one. It's the kick is coming. It's coming a little bit later.
For you?
For me.
This is where you know, as the kids say, shit's gonna get real quick.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll be able to finish everything, but let's see what
we'll do. We'll see. I'm actually more afraid of the jump from this one to this one.
Oh yeah, this is going to be legit.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm going to put a little bit on there.
I'm sorry. I'm not prepared. I have to open it first.
That's okay. I'll go and read another. I believe it is actually Mr. Hedoff who's asking a question.
Okay.
Next.
Our friend Rick.
Indeed. So Rick's question to us, if I can find it, was about potentially he's going to record his own episode. We don't know his own podcast fairly soon with his friend in Belgium, Rutger, I believe is his name.
Okay.
He'd asked some questions regarding specifically about the podcast, but that's not really as interesting.
Okay. I've put a ridiculously small amount of sauce on this one, but I'm just, you know, I'm. We'll see.
Yeah.
So what was the question?
Yeah, I'm reading. I guess the question was really more about podcasting in general. It seems like a lot of people are interested, and I'm happy to hear that Mr. Robert Selvage and now Rick are considering to do podcasting. So if there's anything out there that says,
right,
you know, if we've encouraged people to go out there and podcast,
absolutely,
then great. Let's move on to the next question before having this sauce. I know.
Okay. Okay. Okay, Mr. Water Beverage. Don't ask me. That's his name on Instagram. Thoughts on crotch tears. Major summer issue. My opinion. Often the first tear on any pair. Often too soon and something I keep my eye on. Around 100 to 150 wears. So I'll say this. Okay, let's go. This is going to be painful.
Let's do it. I think.
I'll say this.
Okay.
None of my current pairs have that issue. None of my current pairs have that issue, but you know what? I'll keep an eye on it. I haven't been wearing my latest Selvage denim enough in order to reach 120 to 150 wears.
Yeah, I would say it's definitely an opportunity to that was really hot.
That was
wow.
That was interesting.
No joke, it's the last dab.
It's the last dab, so.
And that one's left. Oh.
No.
Okay. Hmm. It is true, but I think crotch tears, yes, it's unfortunately one of the first places to get. I'm just going to close my eyes because I'm just going to autopilot. Crotch tears are really a problem for sure. But it's always it's a good opportunity to learn and to meet people who repair denim.
Yes, Dutch Denim community. Repair.
Somebody, yes, Dutch Denim Repair. Shout out to Edwin. yo, I'm starting to get high.
Yeah.
That's something. I think we needed another sauce in between, but.
Yeah.
to warm up.
What were you saying? We have to keep on going.
Yeah, I definitely haven't reached the point where I've worn anything 100
times. That's what I'm saying.
Times.
You have so many of those denim that, you know, I have less, but still I haven't reached yet 120, 150 wears. So we'll definitely be looking out for, you know, crotch tears. You want to go with the next email question?
Not yet. Let me put this on.
I feel like we've passed through these sauces kind of quickly, and now it's getting too serious too quick.
You ready?
No. No, I mean in general, I'm not ready for this. Oh, that's okay. Way too much. That's way too much. That's way too much.
You do it for the listeners.
Everything for the gram, that's what they say.
Do it for the gram. Do it for the gram. Is it the gram or no? Do it for the Vine. I think that's where it started, right?
The Vine?
Okay. Vine. Used to be an app.
Wait, the thing is clogged now. Wait.
Oh man. Do you have another do you have another question lined up?
So, yes, wait. I'm just gonna do it like this.
Okay, listen. Yeah. This one's not that bad. It's bad.
It's okay. It's sinking in now.
This one.
And I've really just put a tiny bit.
Let me see. Oh, come on, man. A little bit more. It's the last dab.
Yeah. No, but it's not. It's clogged. It's not. Yeah, unclogged. I'm not going to eat this.
All right.
So, David Gusty, also one of the hosts of Sons of Selvage podcast. 20 episodes and a lot of Indigo later. How do you guys view the hobby? Anything about it that we all can make better? Interesting question. So, two questions. How do you guys view the hobby? I can't eat that like this. I just remember the first time I had this sauce.
Fuck it.
Sean Evans, this is for you.
Oh, man.
Mm. Okay, question? You need to remind me.
How do you view the hobby? The hobby is a great hobby. It's a little bit, it's expensive, but it's not too expensive. The beauty of the denim hobby is it's for the everyman. Denim is such a great, it's almost democratic. So people can actually,
right.
Almost everybody can wear it. And the beauty of it is it can get customized to your wear and your fade and all that stuff. I personally think in terms of like speculation, I do believe that there will be denim out there that's going to be worth a lot more than the asking price.
Yeah.
And take it over.
Okay. I was gonna go and have a sip of something. So I have a non-alcoholic beverage here. Okay. How do I view the hobby? Super welcoming. As we said, no hate, no trolls. I guess people who are into this hobby are in the same age bracket as us. So that's what makes it very welcoming and non-judgmental. And anything about it we could do to make it better. I don't know, actually.
Invite more people to record podcasts.
Yeah.
What did we say? Rising tides lift
all ships. Right. I'm suffering.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. You have milk?
Huh?
You have milk or something? Oh, no, that's beer. Okay.
That's ginger beer.
Okay.
Well, that doesn't help.
Doesn't help?
It burns more. Ah, shit. I thought I saw somebody milk.
Okay, I'm going to try and answer something. Yeah, definitely. I think people should collaborate more. The brands, content creators, a bunch of guys are on YouTube. The Stridewise, the guys like him, the guys like Iron Snail, the brands who have a YouTube page, Naked and Famous, they do a live sometimes on IG, sometimes it's on YouTube too. My brain is not functioning right now, so I don't remember which one. And I wish there were a lot more people doing something like a podcast, something like a YouTube channel with just reviewing stuff. Maybe there are others that I'm having a hard time right now. Maybe there are others that we're not aware of, but I believe it's a great community and everybody's very happy to, you know, get to know each other. So we started with nuggets. We started with the pandemic and
yo, my nose is leaking. Oh.
Sorry,
this is not going to be a good episode to
No, we messed up your question. It was a good one, but we messed it up. Anything about it we can all make we can all make better. What do you say?
Don't mix it with hot sauce. That's for one thing.
Don't mix denim with hot sauce.
That was stupid. Oh, man. Okay. I think somebody else asked a question.
Okay. Are we back on?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
We don't have another sauce to eat it with, but that's okay.
No. I'm not going to do this one again. That's for sure.
You want to do a little bit more?
No.
I'm going to go back to the hot sauce, the original.
Okay. Good for you. I'm good.
You're done? As is.
For now.
Okay.
So, Black Monk, he's a regular listener. First of all, thank you very much, Black Monk. He sent really kind words about how
he always sends nice stuff. Good. Yes. Shout out to
to him. Very much so. I want to read this because it's interesting. FYI, I found your show because during the lockdown, I bought a pair of Naked Famous from American Rag in LA. My longtime friend, Orlando, is the denim buyer. He recommended a Vulgar pair for me. Vulgar is an interesting Naked and Famous denim.
Yeah. Still getting you?
Yeah. After I bought them, I became enthralled with everything about them and wanted to know more. So I searched denim in the Apple podcast and found you guys. Fast forward a few episodes, I asked my friend, you know, where can I buy Japanese denim in LA? He wasn't really happy with his friend's answers, but with our recommendation, he found he wasn't really too far from Selfedge.
Selfedge would be a great shop.
Yes.
Back to Mr. Robert Selvage, by the way.
Yes.
Selfedge would be a place to take him as well, because that's another, you know, 316 and all these places, they're great sort of flagship stores and such.
Right.
But Blue and Green and definitely Selfedge are places to get a hold. There's just like a plethora. I mean, that's where 316 started. Before they had their own shop in August of 2020, they were exclusively, I believe, found, or not exclusively, but found in Selfedge here in New York.
Okay, his question. Two questions. Among your personal collection of denim, which brand is your favorite to wear and why? You want to start with this?
We have this debate every time during the week.
Every
we
day.
Talk.
Yes,
it's. I don't think it'll ever end.
I'll go with this.
Sure.
Los Calientes.
How many nuggets do you have?
I have about three left.
Okay, I have.
It doesn't mean I'm gonna eat all three.
Okay.
Right.
That's okay. I would always say Pure Blue Japan, Oni
right.
Denim, on the regular. It's one of those two. If
okay.
I grab a pair, it's going to be one of those two pairs that I brought,
okay.
Grab. If it's date night, if it's anything,
right.
That's the pair I grab.
Right, right, right.
In the daytime, in addition, I would say Studio D'Artisan.
Okay.
I have
cool.
those Fox Fiber ones that I really love.
Yes, yes, yes.
But it has to be, yeah. And then Tanuki is okay. I've had, I think, two or three pairs of Tanukis. I think the mistake I made with them was I got them a little bit too tight.
Okay.
And while they fit,
yeah.
You know, I think now as we're getting to the more warmer months, I want to get something more relaxed. So
right, exactly. Yeah.
Coincidentally,
yeah.
I'm wearing Momotaros today,
okay.
12 ounce, because I figured I need as much.
Yes, exactly. Something light.
Lightness.
Right, right, right.
But definitely, I would say, without a doubt, it's Oni Denim, which, if I'm not mistaken, Blue and Green released some new Oni Denims this week. They're white, ecru,
right.
Cotton.
Cheers.
So, yeah. Are you dabbing another one?
Yes.
Let me find the Los Calientes. Yeah.
Okay.
Oni Denim has a pair out there that just came out. Those are nice. PBJs.
Of course.
Always.
Okay. I would also go probably with Oni for now, because It's the one of the latest ones I got, and I was very, very happy with this. PBJ, of course, but maybe we need to also tell everybody, and maybe you're listening to this and you're like, yes, okay, those are very obvious. When you like Japanese denim, you're going to go with Momotaro, PBJ, Onin, but and we're both aware that there are many other smaller brands. What about American? That's right, American brands. No, but even Japanese. I mean, you have so many other brands, the smaller ones, the TCB. I discovered very recently FOB Factory, which I had never heard about. And there are a lot of other brands. We're just, you know, beginners. So we love the stuff that's very out there, you know, as far as Japanese denim goes. But yeah, definitely there are others. Okay, second question.
Do we tell people about the order?
The order? Sorry.
Didn't we place an order recently, you and I?
Cuddle. Right.
We did Cuddle. It.
It's on the way, actually.
Is it?
It's on the way. I think
I didn't even know that. Mm-hmm. You gave him my address?
I did.
Okay, good.
Yes, yes.
So,
yes.
Listeners, we finally pulled through. We finally pulled the trigger. We finally pulled the trigger and bought the Cuddles with some nice... Look out on Dariush's Instagram. When he receives them, he'll probably take a couple pictures, fit pics, and we'll see. But yeah, yes. Finally did that.
Cuddle, and we kind of ordered this to celebrate these first 20 episodes.
Season one.
It was a way of doing something a little special. Second question, you know,
Second Black question.
Monk. Yes. Do you have a Do you have a favorite black designer and why?
Full disclosure, I don't know too much. It's not that it's just what I come across. I would probably say Rome. I'll go with New York guys.
Okay.
You know.
Cheers.
Cheers. I went back to the pineapple.
Yeah, me too.
Habanero. I would say Dapper Dan has always been, you know, is a New York City icon.
Harlem.
Right. And then with his shop on 125th Street. I would probably say there's a Brooklyn guy, Romeo Hunt. That's another good artist that I like. I like his outerwear. You know, he has like the sort of tartan and everything.
Okay.
Buffalo checks and such. So I would probably say those guys.
Okay.
Cool. You know, there's the big mainstream guys, the Virgils, the Kanyes.
Of course.
Didn't you say FUBU? Didn't you have a pair of FUBUs or something like that?
I had FUBUs, yes, yes.
So there you go. Crawl
I'm guilty
I,
of that.
Those are,
yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I would say probably... Among the first pairs of denim that I had were from probably black designers.
Okay, cool. I would go with a designer that's called Brett Johnson. I came across his stuff kind of randomly, but he has some really nice collections, some very modern, sophisticated stuff. So I suggest you look him up. Very nice designer. And good stuff. Very wearable stuff. So I enjoyed this.
Cool.
Okay. Do you have something else in the emails?
No, I believe that was it.
That was it?
Yeah.
I think there are a couple of people we just wanted to thank on the way. You know, we've received a lot of messages during these first 20 episodes. A bunch of people have been following us from the beginning. So we talked about Mr. Robert Selvage. We talked about Edwin from Denim Dutch Project.
Absolutely.
Edwin was actually the first one to reach out and say, hey, guys, let's do a Q&A when you have time and everything. And it's also with Edwin reposting our stuff that we got a spike in the downloads and everything. So it was special for us. I think we can say that it was something
shout out.
Different.
Shout out to Edwin and the Dutch listeners and Max Verstappen winning.
Max Verstappen just won.
Yeah.
Yes.
Today's F1 in Italy. Yeah. Shout out to him. Vasa, that Naked and Famous, who was very kind. 316, Andrew Chen for getting us over, inviting me over to them. PBJ, actually, the Pure Blue Japan also has been helpful on the side, sort of in our DMs. Who else is out there? I mean, the Russian guy.
Yes, Igor from Zverde. We are talking with him right now, so hopefully we'll get to catch him once.
But yeah, special shout out to all these guys who've been very instrumental and very helpful for us over the last 20 or so weeks. We started this around December. Here we are, nearing the end of April. We thought we'd do something different by closing with this, and we apologize. It wasn't maybe the best listening experience.
Yeah, sorry about this.
We would do it, though. We wanted to put it up on YouTube, have some fun. Exactly. Now that you're going to be probably potentially watching this on YouTube, go and check out CRD and Stridewise and Iron Snell and all these channels that we've mentioned. Give them a follow. Yes. Certainly subscribe. Give us a follow as well, a like. All that. And on that note, everyone, it was fun, it was great. I think we'll be back. We just gonna take a little break. But it was fun. Definitely very fun.
Thank you very much.
Last words, Dariush?
I mean, I just want to say thanks to everybody who, you know, either listened or liked the pictures or downloaded the episodes, shared a comment, said something. You know, thank you very much for listening. As
thank you to Dariush, actually. I'll say Dariush has done all of the work in the background, doing all the editing. Big shout out to Denim Head of the Year, Mr. Obviously _ Blue, for everything that he's done and making this fun. So on that note,
thank you.
Take care, everyone. Stay safe, as always, and we'll see each other hopefully fairly soon. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Stay safe.
Bye.